Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It's April 5th, Saturday, and this is my market musing. I figured it'd be a good time to do one after the week we just had. As you know by now, the Trump administration put out their tariff policy, and the markets obviously didn't like it and sold off Thursday and Friday. I think this has a long ways to play out, so a lot of what you read right now is a lot of speculation. Trump could turn around and back off all this next week and the market shoot back up, but given his personality, I tend to doubt that. I think he's going to try to see it through, and we're going to have to see how each country reacts to the policies if they try to negotiate and come back to the table with something. So I think we're just going to be receiving a lot of news day by day as we go forward. I do believe that something had to be done. Whether you like Trump or not, his administration is doing something. Whether it works, who knows? But I do agree with Scott Bessent and many others that something had to be done, and that we were headed for, you know, a financial reckoning day. Even Ray Dalio and lots of other people have been pointing that out. And I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't agree to it either, because I've been pointing this out for over a decade that we just can't continue to spend like we are, racking up the debt. So Trump's doing something. Whether or not it's the right thing, I don't know. I'm not going to criticize the plan. My job as investment manager is to try to react to it and to position clients for, you know, to either benefit from the ramifications or at least not to be hurt by them. So that's what I'm going to try to do. And I'm kind of doubtful. I just finished my commentary the other day, and I talked about a lot of those ramifications. I'm a little doubtful that the Trump administration will be able to thread the needle here and be successful, only because I think it needed to be done years ago, and it's almost too late. You know, this policy, I'm guessing, you know, if he doesn't back off, is going to either put us in a recession or create stagflation. I mean, it's definitely going to, you know, lower profit margins and slow down growth and lower the dollar. And I just, you know, having all that done is just going to actually increase the deficit because, you know, revenue from capital gains will be down. And I just think it'll cause problems, especially we have, you know, midterm elections coming up and a lot of these politicians don't have the pain threshold to make it through there. They're going to be hearing from their constituents that they're suffering, and it might force Trump back. So anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. I know what they're trying to do. I just think it's very difficult. And, you know, hence the market reaction over the last few days. And I know there's a lot of people out there already saying there's going to be bottom calling, as they say. And I do expect the markets to bounce probably next week. But I wouldn't expect them to, you know, that it's over. I think this is a long, drawn-out process. And if, you know, if Thursday was any indication, I doubt the bottom's in too, because I saw that J.P. Morgan put something out that retail investors bought $4.7 billion in stocks Thursday, which was the largest level in over the past decade. So obviously, if the retail investors are ready to jump right in at the slightest down in the market, then the complacency is just still there and too high. So I think, you know, it, as this plays out and profit margins come in and companies bring their earnings down, you know, stocks, which are still overvalued, will probably come down further. But we'll just have to wait and see. And there's just a lot to ponder with the reactions of the countries and how Trump administration reacts and so forth. So you can't really, you know, make any projections of the next few weeks or even months. So we'll have to wait and see. But anyway, the S&P is down 13% year to date, which people are wringing their hands about, but we just came off of two great years. So the fact that it's down 13% is not a big deal. It's still overvalued in my estimation, and could come down a lot more. So we'll just have to wait and see. I feel very fortunate that we're still positive for the year. That obviously could change next week. Although we did pretty well Thursday, Friday we got thumped pretty hard because a lot of our gold and commodity positions got hit hard, which isn't really a surprise because when the market's off as heavy as they do, people just sell everything, especially things like gold, which they've made a lot of profit in over the last couple of years. But I don't, I'm not worried about that. I think even if we do get a bounce in the dollar in the weeks ahead, that eventually the dollar will come back down because a lot of these things are just dollar negative, and gold will do very well in this environment, especially with foreigners right now mad at the U.S. and possibly pulling back many of the trillions of dollars they have over here in our U.S. treasuries and stocks. And some of that will go into gold. I saw 2 days ago that central banks in February had another big month of buying gold, and I think that will continue. I also noticed on the tariff list that gold was one of the few things that was left off the tariff list, and that was smart of the Trump administration because they want to make that a neutral currency, and I think it's going to play a part going forward in this whole financial situation, which I've discussed a great deal all over the years. But I did notice that was not on the list, and I found that interesting. Going forward, we're just going to sit where we are as far as our positions. Might nibble here and there. Definitely be some opportunities with some of these markets down as much as they are, but it's still early in the game to think that we're at a bottom, like I said, unless, you know, Trump backs off at some point, which, again, I'm doubtful of. But there's just going to be a lot of new news that comes out in the weeks ahead, so I'll probably be doing more updates. But for right now, we'll just have to wait and see how this plays out. Have a good weekend.